Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. God is good. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Seems like it's been since forever. Yes. Oh, my God. Good morning, my darling. Seems like it's been forever, forever, forever. Hallelujah. So much has transpired in our personal lives, in the life of our nation. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. But nevertheless, in the midst of it all, God is in control. God is present. And we thank him for that. Hallelujah. Right in the middle of it. Yes. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. And of course, I went back and the song came to my heart, In the Middle of It. Just praising in the middle of it. In your good time, praise him. In the bad time, praise him. Oh, yes. In the middle of it all, give God glory. Well, just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We do give honor to God who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. Praise the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Ah, ooh, glory. All that is within me. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our God is good. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will bless him at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Hallelujah. 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 His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Our God is so good. He's awesome. I tell you the truth, we have to give honor to him. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. We give honor. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah. We thank our Father for this day. Truly, this is the day that he made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Well, our faith, our confidence, our trust is in him. We know that everything we need for this day, our peace, our joy, everything, every provision he has made for us. Now, for some, it may not be the way we want it, how we want it, but he has made provisions for us according to his word. Hallelujah. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Hallelujah. 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 We have to remember that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank the Lord. Well, I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries Daughters of God called to pray. And we love to pray. Oh, my God. Yes, we do. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We got a revelation. We're talking to the Almighty God. Glory. We take advantage of it. Yes, yes, yes. What I mean, the opportunity. Yes. And we are ever so grateful that we know that we can come into the presence of our Father. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's a privilege. And you know, hallelujah, he wants everyone, every human being on the face of this earth to realize that they can come into his presence. Hallelujah, they can trust him. Yes, hallelujah, that he loves them. That's right, that he loves them. My God, hallelujah. We all have to all come to know that he wants, and I'm talking about the Almighty God, a personal relationship with you. He wants a personal relationship with you. Uh-huh. You don't want you to hide behind your mama and your daddy, your grandmama, all the people you think can pray. He just wants you to come and have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your trouble. He will hear your faintest cry. Answer by and by. Oh, but the prayer wheel's turning. I can't remember the rest of it. A little fire burning. Have a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Say, well, I can't pray like my mama. I can't pray like my daddy. Well, you're not your mama and you're not your daddy. Hey, glory. He wants you to pray like you. Yes, he does. He gave you a voice. He gave you a sound that he wants to hear. Woo! Praising him. Having a little talk with him. Hallelujah. Tell him all about it. Yes. Tell him all about it. Yes. Tell him all about it. Hallelujah. I don't know how he'll work it out. I can't tell you what he'll do for you other than if you go and you're sincere, you know he'll hear your cry. And before you know it, I don't know when, I don't know how, I don't know, but I'll know that by and by, you will see the difference. Now, some people want to put him on a time slot. I can't do that. I'm not God. I'm just repeating what the thing he said. What I know he has revealed to me, and that has made me happy. My God from Zion. And I think that we each have to come to that place of understanding. Yes, it's personal, and it's between you and God. Woo! Woo! We're talking about the God who knew you before he placed you in your mama's belly. Can you think about that? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And, but God. Just surrender and just put your faith in him. And you know what your faith is? Your confidence in him. Now, how you know what he'll do for you? You can hear, yes, what people tell you. But you can also read his word. In his word, I'm talking about the Bible. You ask the Holy Ghost to give you understanding, revelation, knowledge, clarity of the word of God. Clarity, illumination. Hallelujah. Understanding. He don't want us ignorant. He does not want us walking in foolishness. No. But we can, the written word, we read it under the understanding and guidance of the Holy Ghost. And as we read, the clarity and the revelation come forth. You get some place that you don't understand, you just bow your head, however you want, close your eyes, and just say, Father, give me understanding. And so often, if you have a study Bible, you have scriptures, and you just go to the verse you want, and you look under that, and get all the scriptures. And the scriptures usually give you a very good understanding of what's being said. And if you're still a little not sure, you can even try the commentaries. They have little commentaries down at the bottom. But I always suggest to do the scriptures, you're cross-referencing and seeing how many times or seen what has been said in different books of the Bible. That's right. Jesus, Yeshua, that's his Hebrew name, came to earth so that we could be restored back to the Father and have a relationship, oh my God, with our God. Don't forget that. Oh God. Hallelujah. So we give honor to God and we bless his name. And we don't tend to come just busting up into his presence. No. He is a holy God. Yes, he is the sovereign Lord. Yes, he is. And besides him, there is none other. He loves you, and he wants to hear from you. He loves you, and he wants to hear from you. Put your hand on your heart and says, God Almighty loves me, and he wants to hear from me. Yes. Hallelujah. Isn't that a sweet thing to know? Isn't that just wonderful to know that the Almighty God, the maker of the heavens and the earth, is concerned about you? Yes, he's concerned. Excuse me. He is concerned. And he wants you to know. And he wants us to depend on him. He wants us to depend on him. He want to use you. He want to help you because the scripture says he's our shield and our help. He's our shield. He doesn't want us selfish. He doesn't want us to act like he planted a tree in your backyard and all you have to do is shake it. None of that. But there is a standard. And you say, well, I know these people, they say they're Christians and they do this and they do that. Well, you have brothers and sisters that's not living up to the standard that your mom and daddy. Yeah, I know some of you say, well, I can't believe you mama child or you daddy child or the way you acting. So don't bring that one to me. And it's not about them. It's about you. It's about me. It's personal. And you may even have some place in your life where if you're not saved now and you come into the kingdom, you may do something that somebody look at you and say, well, I thought they were Christians. And it'll hurt your heart. You stumble, you fall. It'll hurt your heart. One, because you feel like you failed your father. Sometimes some can get into the issues, think that God could never forgive us. Confess your faults. Don't take it lightly. Well, I'll just do this and God will forgive me. Yeah, you don't want to do that. No. But confess your faults to God. He'll cleanse you. He'll cleanse us. And put you back on your path. Yes. But it's so sweet to be called a child of God. And he does not want us. It's good to have a family legacy. My great grandfather was a preacher, you know. And I don't know, I'm not sure about his father. But take it back to slavery, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm about that old. My great grandfather. But it was good to know that he was a pastor or a preacher, and his concern was the body of Christ and living a life of God. But I can't, it's good to know these things, but you have to come to, I had to come to God for myself. Mm-hmm. You have to come. Because you're going to be a great-great-grandmother, a great-great-great-great-grandfather. What are they going to say? You can pray as they prayed for us. You can pray for the generations yet to come, be born. Yes. And pray that they'll be strong and they have a personal relationship with the Almighty God. Yeah. 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 Uh-huh. They said, my great-grandfather, he preached his eulogy and his song and was a charge I had to keep and a God to glorify. That was a good lesson for me right there. And when he sung that song, he waved goodbye to everybody and he was out of here. Uh-huh. So that's good to know. I'm not just getting into my, I'm just showing you it's good to know, but each one of us must have our own relationship with our Father. Yes, yes, yes. And we must know that we can't bust up in his presence, and we must know that we need to repent for words and thoughts and deeds. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, we're holy vessels unto God. The lampshades need to be clean. The lamp so the light can shine bright. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. And he loves us. You're loved by the Almighty God. Just think. But your great, 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 great of God then return. Will say, my grandmama, my great grandparents, they prayed for us. And we're living on the prayers of our forefather. Yes. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. There we went. Hallelujah. God is good and he loves us. Our faith is in him and him alone. Hallelujah. Our trust is in him. Our hope is in him. People tell you you don't have faith. Well, they don't tell you you need to have faith in God. And then they don't tell you. You have to have confidence in what he has said. Then how you know what he has said to you? What does he say about the situation that you're in? Go into the written word. See what it says about that. And hold on. Hold on to the written word. If you touch your heart, they speak to you. However God move in your life, you hold on to that. Hold on to that with confidence. But you have to learn. You don't have Abraham's faith at the end of his life. You grow in confidence. You grow in God. You grow. Your faith is built as you are living and moving in this earth, and you're experiencing things, and you go like, oh, I pray, and God did this. Oh my God, he's building your confidence in him. Through your life experiences, through You're praying to him, and you see how he opened doors. You see how he brings peace to you. You're like, God, I thank you. How the weight of worry seem to just lift off. The problem is still there, but there's a lift and a calmness. Oh, my God. Ooh, Lord, thank you. When people pretend to be your friends and they laugh and they saying all manners of things about you, and then you know that God got you, ooh, and you go, God, I thank you. God brought me through that. And I wasn't hatred, and I didn't turn my nose up at him. I didn't tell him what I thought. I just showed kindness and love. Oh, God, because I trust God. He's a friend of mine. That's what I'm talking about. God is my friend. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just building your confidence. And people looking you in your face, turning their nose up at you. But you're loving and kind to them because you trust God. The word of God says to be good to them. Be kind to them that would despitefully misuse you. Uh-huh. Because you want now your faith and trust that God is your keeper. God loves you. And he won't put more on you than you can bear. And I know there are some times you said, like, Lord, remember me. God, you stretch him, there's nothing left. Uh-huh. And before you know it, you see that he has built you up for your more mature child. Yes, you like to enjoy spending your time with him. And you trust in him to guide you, to shield you, and from danger seen and unseen. And when you realize, like, Lord, when you trust in him, you have confidence that he'll protect you. Say, Lord, I thank you. Nobody, there's your testimony, though. Nobody but the Lord. Whew. Lord, I thank you. Trust in God and believe in God for your children to be saved. Oh, it's, you know, life. And before you know it, your faith is built up in him. You know that he loves you. I think that's the biggest thing right there. We just don't. Sometimes no, because, you know, my mama did this, my daddy did that, my sister did that, my brother. And sometimes we equate God with people. But we can trust God. Yes, we seem to go through some rough places and some things happen. But Yeshua, Jesus said, he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. He's with us in the middle of it. Yes. In the middle of it. We give him praise. He inhabits the praise of his people. Remember that. You can't remember anything. God, I said, I don't understand this faith. What does this faith mean? Before you know it, you find out that your people be saying, ooh, you got a lot of faith. I trust God, baby. I just trust God. You can do it too. Yeah. And let me just read this. It's important because if we're going to believe God for others, if we're going to believe God for those that's suffering from the floods and the fire, we have to have faith in God for our issues. Uh-huh. Yes, we have to know that he cares about us. Uh-huh. not, I'll pray for them and I'll take care of my own. No! God, that you can pray for someone else is the same God that will take care of your problems, your issues. We have to break that wall. That wall has to come down. God loves you and he cares about you. When my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord lift me up. He'll lift you up. So when you start to pray for someone else, you're praying from the point that you know he'll do it. Why? Because he did it for you. But God, I thank you. When you say that, you know what it means. And you're having faith, confidence in what you're saying and asking him for someone else. You know he'll do it. You know he'll do it. Don't think that you're not lovable. Don't think that God won't do it, but he'll do it for someone else. He will do it for you. Our Father loves you. Don't ever forget that. Under no circumstances. He loves you. And he knew everything that you would do before you got here. He knew. Hallelujah. 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 Now I'll read it later. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you from the depth of our soul. We give you glory. We exalt you. We are so grateful for your love, Father. We're grateful for your love. And we thank you for loving us. We thank you for guarding us. We thank you for protecting us all. Oh, in the matchless name of Yeshua, the Son of the Living God, we give you glory and we thank you for the very breath that we breathe. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your most holy name. We thank you for cleansing us from all unrighteousness. We thank you for removing doubt. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for removing the spirit of intimidation. Yes, Lord. Thank you for holy boldness. Thank you that we come in confidence, knowing you hear us when we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, we thank you. Yes, we do. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you, great God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For truly you are majesty on high. Woo! You are the sovereign Lord, the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. Hey, God, we belong to you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you from the very depth of our soul. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We thank you for this day, this moment, this time. And we realize we can thank you, for you have given each one of us a measure of faith. And we thank you, God. Hallelujah, that is active in our life. Father, we're coming to you now. Ooh, glory in my. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. We coming to you, God. Oh, thanking you, hallelujah, that you hear us when we pray. We thank you that our request is not even spoken, God. We give you glory, God. Hallelujah. We thank you that it's already done, God. Glory be to your name, Father. Great is our God. You care about your people, God. You're concerned about them. Oh, glory be to your name. We thank you, Lord. We know that your eyes see and they go to and fro the earth. Nothing is hidden from you, dear God. You see it all. You see the cries of your people. You see the destination, God. You see it. Almighty God, you see all, Almighty God. Oh, God, devastation, God, you see it. Oh, God, we lift it all up before you, God. You see those that are sick, God, and the doctor has pronounced, Almighty God, and declared that according to their knowledge. But we lift all those up before you, God, that's on the prayer list. We thank you for your word. Tell us clearly that you are the God that healeth your people. That I am the God that healeth thee. We thank you, God, for the manifestation of your word. Almighty God, remove the sicknesses that we just accept. You said, I am the God that healeth thee. We thank you for the healing, Almighty God. Rebuke, Almighty God, the hidden. Heal, Almighty God. We apply the blood of Yeshua. Oh, God, we give you glory. Hallelujah. And we bless your name. Rabba kabase kodidia. Remisikunidididosa. Glorious God Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you remove the spirit of fear. And again, doubt, Almighty God. Give hope, Almighty God. Oh, as they take medication, Almighty God, as medication is taken, before it's taken, we ask that you bless it and sanctify it. Remove every adverse effect, Almighty God. But do what it was purposed to do, Almighty God. But touch the bodies where they won't even need the medication, Almighty God. Father, we ask that you touch the doctors and the nurses and the PAs, Almighty God, and the technicians, Almighty God, those that sanitize the rooms, and Almighty God, we ask, Lord God, that you touch, Almighty God, meet each one at their point of need, Almighty God, work through them, Almighty God. They have personal concerns and affairs, Almighty God, and yet they're coming in the hospital and they're working, Almighty God, and they're being exhausted, Almighty God. We ask that you touch, Almighty God, touch, woo, glory, oh God, touch, Almighty God, touch each one, the patients and the doctors and the nurses and the support staff. Ah, God, we ask for every medical facility, God, and every instrument of healing. God, we ask that you touch it, Almighty God, purify it, Almighty God. We ask that you send your healing virtue from your throne of mercy, God, oh, God, surrounded with your healing, Almighty God, even on the ground, God, God, nothing is too hard for you. Ah, you are the God. Oh, God, you asked Father Abraham. You said, Abraham, is anything too hard for you? And we said, no, Lord, no, Lord, Almighty God. Oh, God, we had those who tried to warn us and tell us, Almighty God, but we didn't have understanding. Oh, God, every time your word come, give us understanding that we may run, Almighty God, with clarity. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. And not be caught by surprise. Almighty God. Oh, God, in spite of all that's going on. Oh, God. Oh, God, we give you glory in the middle of it all. Remember our nation, God. The atmosphere and the hemisphere and the stratosphere. Almighty God. Clear. Almighty God. Apply the blood of Yeshua over our nation, the four corners and the top and the bottom. We thank you for being the God and the protector of our nation. Oh, God. Unite us as one. Almighty God in you. Almighty God. But we said that you are the God of our nation. Almighty God, stand tall. Almighty God, we're calling on you and we're bowing down before you. God of our nation, Almighty God, we thank you. We can't live without you. Almighty God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Almighty God. Let us not forget our own. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Remember our president, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Remember him, Almighty God. You know the forces, Almighty God. Rebuke, Almighty God, in the matchless name of Yeshua. He needs your help, Almighty God. Oh, God, you placed him in office at such a time as this. Oh, God, let him not feel forsaken, Almighty God. Speak to him, Almighty God. Let him know that you're with him. Guide him, our great God. Give him understanding as who you are. Let him know it is you and this is his assignment. Oh, God, and he's not alone. This is his assignment. Oh, God, those that are around him in his inner circle, let him be a pure of heart. Almighty God, speak to them. Almighty God, you know where their agenda lies. You know where their loyalty lies. Put those, Almighty God, put them, God, in the right places. Open their mouths wide and fill their mouth with words from you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We pray for the leadership of this nation. We pray for the judicial system of this nation. Almighty God, step in. Almighty God, Almighty God, oh God, those that hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, grant traveling mercy, Almighty God, traveling mercy, dear God, hallelujah. Traveling mercy, Almighty God, on the back roads, the back waterways, Almighty God. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Remove fear and doubt, Almighty God. Safe passage, Almighty God. Those in the flood, Almighty God. Rescue, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for doing it, Father. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Peace be still. Glory. Oh, God, thank you for clarification. Thank you for understanding. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for caring. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for caring. Thank you for remembering our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren, all those who were entered into this earth. Almighty God, we thank you that they walk in the circle of your blessings. Almighty God, guard them, protect them, shield, be a shield of defense for them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, when you have us in a waiting pattern, let us not think that you have forgotten or forsaken us. Hallelujah. You know the plans that you have. You know your thoughts. Hallelujah. Those that you have relieved from financial woes, Almighty God, let them not be rocked to sleep. Almighty God, let them be on fire even more. We thank you, Father, for the fire of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for your anointing power, Almighty God, to walk in this earth as sons and daughters of the Most High God. We thank you, God, that we're flowing with you. Hallelujah, flowing with our brothers and sisters. Almighty God, thank you, God, for our desire is to please you and be pleasing in your sight. Almighty God, hallelujah. Anything that is not of you, cast it out, Almighty God. And replace it with an obedient heart. Love, hallelujah. We thank you for your love flowing in us and through us, Almighty God. Hallelujah. That we can love those. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that would despitefully misuse us. Oh, God, thank you that we can show love, Almighty God. Hallelujah, that they can see you in us, God, that we honor in you in our daily lives, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah, for being medicine to those who cannot afford it. Almighty God, remisikabah. Oh, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Almighty God, for hearing our cry. Hallelujah. Ooh, glorious Father, Remember our family in Kenya. Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Make ways out of no way. Hallelujah. Bread on the table. Hallelujah. Every need met. Hallelujah. 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 Heal in spite of the slothfulness of the medical society. We thank you that you step in. Hallelujah. 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 We reveal, we ask you to reveal at your appointed time purpose of the virus. Almighty God. Hallelujah. The question as to how and what to do with the virus. Hallelujah. And the work against the virus. Almighty God. Oh, you know the answer. Hallelujah. But while we're here, show us, Almighty God, what you would have us to do while we wait on you. Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Oh, protect our homes, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Territory and our property. Hallelujah. Territories that you have given us. Let us be sharp. Let us have clarity and understanding, Almighty God, what you have put in our hands to do. Let us not leave it for another. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for the waking of our eyes that we should see. And we do see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Your holy name, your righteous name, your loving name, your kind name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. There is no sickness in heaven. There's no light in heaven. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thy will be done, great God. Hallelujah. There's no jealousy and hatred in heaven. Woo! Glory. There's no animosity in heaven. There's love. There's joy. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Salvation has come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is in the matchless name of Yeshua, the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Ooh, our intercessor, our Redeemer. We pray. Remember every pastor, every evangelist, every prophet, every apostle, bishop, child of God, saint. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember every intercessor, prayer warrior, watchman on the wall. Thank you for giving us ears to hear what thus says the Spirit of the living God. Eyes to see, Almighty God, and a heart to obey. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Father. Hey, we thank you. We bless your name. Yesterday, Almighty God, today, hallelujah. Oh, God, you know the pastors that are on our heart. We ask that you touch them. Don't let them give up under the fire. Hallelujah. Let them stand tall and strong. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Lining up. Hallelujah. For the work of the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord. I bless the Lord at all times. Hey, God. Hallelujah. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. We usually read this at the end. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But our young pastors and our young ministers of the gospel, I pray this over them right now. Hallelujah. That they don't get caught up in worldly things. Don't get caught up, but they lean and depend on God so they don't stumble. Oh, they keep their eyes on God. Hallelujah. And this is what the Lord gave me, as I told you some time ago, when my heart was heavy for the younger. Hallelujah. Oh, God, how we know that we're to walk humbly before our God. We're to keep our eyes on him. Hallelujah. Oh, and we should encourage the younger ones not to get caught up in tricks. Almighty God is using their gifts and profaning their gifts, and they find themselves in places of darkness, and some feel like they can't come out. But the says in Jude 1, now unto him, hey God Almighty, hallelujah, now unto him, hallelujah, hallelujah, now unto him, hallelujah, hallelujah, now unto him that is able to keep them from stumbling and present them faultless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. God is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless. Faultless. He's able to keep you from stumbling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, don't look at him and turn our nose up at him. Encourage them in the Lord to keep their mind focused on God. Don't get caught up in the trinkets of this world. Hallelujah. On the praise of the people. Hallelujah. But keep their mind stayed on Yeshua. Hallelujah. For he's able to keep us all from stumbling. If you don't stumble, you won't fall. Hallelujah. And he's able to present us faultless. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. God is able. God is able. If we put our trust in him, hallelujah, God is able. We won't doubt. God is able if we keep our mind focused on him. Don't get caught up in pride. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, our God. He's able. He's able. He's able. Hallelujah. He's able. Hallelujah. Ooh, I bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for Brother Jude. Hallelujah for speaking this. And we can speak it into the life ongoing. Hallelujah of the younger ones. And yes, and the older ones too. Hallelujah. But the younger ones, oh my heart. Hallelujah. Get caught up in vain, in vanity. Oh my God. Hallelujah. But if keep their eyes on the Lord. Hallelujah. God who uses them. They won't stumble. And they certainly won't fall. Hallelujah. Just to keep praying for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God. Those who are trusting in God. For healing. Hallelujah. 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 And got a word from a doctor. Hallelujah. But ask God to allow them to feed on the living word. Hallelujah. Oh, removing doubt. Hallelujah. Give them shalom. Hallelujah. The peace of God. Joy. Hallelujah. Unspeakable. I'm full of glory. Just thanking God for each day. Hallelujah. Thanking God for each day and over the mountain. Hallelujah. 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 For the Lord God know the plans that he has for each one of his children. Yes, he does. Ooh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. He know the thoughts that he has for each one of his children. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. For the place. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Thank God for the manifestation of his plan. Great is our God. Hallelujah. 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 Thine will be done. Great God. Hallelujah. Thy will, great God, be done. Hallelujah. In our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll read Psalms, the first chapter. And the scriptures that we had laid out for today, Jeremiah, the 17th chapter and the 17th verse, Psalms 1, Jeremiah 17:19. Through 27, Genesis 2, 1 through 3, Isaiah 58, 3 through 12, Isaiah 59, 19 through 21. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standeth in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hallelujah. Numbers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The 6th chapter starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Of course, Jude 1:24. and 25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in the confidence that you are a child of God. God does hear you when you pray. Thank you. God bless.